Hare Krishna, our great fortune to hear once again His Grace Amogh Leela Prabhuji on evening Saturday Love Feast program in ISKCON Dwarka, and this is 17th of May 2014, and today's topic of the lecture is Genius, the Genius of the Bhagavad Gita. Hare Krishna.
ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मिलितं येन तन्मये श्रीगुरुवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः तदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीपदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवाश्च श्रीरूपं साधुजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगणलता शीर्षाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकान्त राधाकान्त नमोऽस्तुते सप्तकाञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी दृष्टभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यमेव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्रीकृष्णचैतन्य प्रभुनित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैतगदाधर श्रीमतिं गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्ण कृष्णाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिन्निति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवाणि पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घयते किलुं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुदिनतारिणं परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीचैतन्यईश्वरम् हरे कृष्ण So, you know, in case, like at the end of the session, we will have question of the session. So, sometimes people are hesitant to ask publicly. So, in that case, you can ask for a paper and pen. Here is a devotee in a blue shirt, the complete man, not Raymond. He is a devotee of Krishna, the complete man, and he is having pen and paper with him. So, you can ask pen and paper, he will give you pen and paper. And on that pen, on the paper, you can write your question and pass it on. In case you are feeling hesitant to speak upon mic, so in that case, you can ask for question, to write a question, and then we can answer. All right, Hare Krishna. So Bhagavad Gita, we are going to talk about Bhagavad Gita, the genius of the Bhagavad Gita, the genius of Bhagavad Gita, very very popular book, extremely popular book. Bhagavad Gita literally means the song of God. God sang a song for the devotee because the devotee was in stress, and after hearing the song, the devotee was free from stress. And it's such a song that on this song, seminars are given, management principles are being taught, and kathas are there, stories are there, based on just this single book called Bhagavad Gita. In a layman's language, we can say it was the first stress management seminar given free of cost on the battlefield of Kurukshetra 5000 years ago by the Supreme Lord Krishna to his dear devotee Arjuna. Free of cost stress management seminar. Nowadays what we are seeing is the imitation of that original seminar. You know what, the original is original and the pirated copy is pirated copy. You know, like we have Windows, the original and the pirated. If you go to an Nehru place, if you go to Palika Bazaar, there you see pirated copy. Once one of my friends, he came from US and he saw the CD. On this CD it was written Windows 98 / 2000 / NT / XP / 2007. I said, hey, what is this? I told him, it is something inconceivable. This is Achintya Leela. This is inconceivable pastime for the Indians. It is a pirated copy, and all the Windows operating system, they are there in this one series. Said, my God, you Indians pretty advanced. So one is the pirated copy, one is the original. So the original stress management seminar, the genuine stress management seminar, was given by the Supreme Lord 5,000 years ago on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. So here we are discussing the genius of the Bhagavad Gita. So I made this acronym, genius. So G stands for glorious and great content. Bhagavad Gita, just 700 verses, but such a glorious content, you know. Such a glorious content. Though it's just a chit-chat. It's just a chit-chat between a Sala and the Vijaji. You know who is Vijaji? Arjun. Who is Sala? Lord Krishna. Externally speaking, from a highly mundane point of view. Because Subhadra ji was sister of Lord Krishna, and Subhadra ji later got married to Arjuna, so Jija and Sala. So someone may say, well, Bhagavad Gita, is that really relevant? Because it is just a conversation between Jija ji and Sala ji. Okay. Hare Krishna. Is this better?
Yes.
Okay. So it is just a conversation between Jija ji and Sala ji. Is that only a conversation between these two people? That's it? No. If it would have been just a chit-chat, then it would not be recorded as a holy scripture called the Srimad Bhagavad Gita, you know. And Srimad Bhagavad Gita, those who have actually experienced and tasted the nectar of the Gita, for them, they know that it is actually a conspiracy. Srimad Bhagavad Gita, it's a conspiracy. My God, is that so? Yes, it is. It is a conspiracy. It is a conspiracy to bring the living entities who are thinking that they are going to enjoy, or those who have got plans to enjoy in this world, to bring them back to the real happiness. That's a conspiracy. Just like sometimes mother, she also makes conspiracy against the child. Bachcha dawai nahi khata na. Kya kare? So she said, oh, it is just honey. My dear honey, you are my honey. Take this honey. But inside the honey, there is medicine. The child is not going to take the medicine. But it's a conspiracy of the mother to let the child take the medicine through honey. So Lord Krishna is having a conspiracy. That's why in the beginning he says, oh Arjuna, come on, fight. If you are victorious, you will rule the kingdom. If you are not victorious, you will go to heavenly planet. So whether you win or whether you lose, you are going to win. It's a win-win situation, Baba. Fight. Just provoking to fight. But at the end, he moves on and on and on and on, and as he goes through all the 18 chapters, at the end, Krishna says, okay, let's solve the mess. Let me solve the mess for you. It is very messy to understand this yoga, that yoga. Alright, you just surrender unto me. I'll take care of you. And Bhagavad Gita has a content if you talk about. Bhagavad Gita primarily can be divided into three yogas. Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga, and in the center there is Bhakti Yoga. Now on this side also, Karma Yoga, this side Jnana Yoga, but Bhakti Yoga is kept in center. Why? Now Acharyas explain, just like in a, just like in the army, the major general, he does not walk in the front, nor absolutely on the back. He is there at the center. Or just like if there is a sandwich, if we talk about what all sandwiches you have, any example? McAloo Tikki from McDonald's. I never took it, I just know because I read it somewhere. Yes, anybody? What sort of sandwiches? Anybody? Yeah? Cheese sandwich. Kya cheese hai wo? Cheese sandwich. But where is the cheese? In between. And we call it cheese sandwich. What all sandwiches? Yes, anybody? Vegetable sandwich. Where is the vegetable? In the center. And we call it vegetable sandwich. We don't call it bread sandwich. We call it vegetable sandwich, cheese sandwich, tomato sandwich, sausage sandwich, and grilled sandwich. Many kinds of sandwiches, but the filling is in the center. Similarly, first six chapters, Karma Yoga. Last six chapters, Jnana Yoga. But in the center, there is a cheese, there is a jam, there is a salad, which is Bhakti Yoga. So Krishna is highlighting the central part. So it is in the center, because it is the major general. That is why. And secondly, you know, if the mother has got two children, where does mother stand?
In the center.
In the center. These are two Bablu, these Banti. But Bablu and Banti, they receive protection from the mother, because mother is in the center. Similarly, Bhakti Yoga is there to give protection and nourishment to Jnana Yoga and Karma Yoga. But Bhakti Yoga is in the center. So glorious content. It is such a glorious content, it is hard to comprehend by a typical city man which has got 1.5 kilogram of cerebellum and struggling to understand Bhagavad Gita with this. People really struggle hard, you know. Just like once there was a boy and father asked, my dear son, 8 multiplied by 9, what's the value? He said, 62. He said, very good, here is the laddu for you. And he gave laddu to his son. Mother said, what kind of teacher are you? 8 multiplied by 9 is 72. He said 62 and you gave him a laddu? What is this? The father said, yesterday he said 52. Today he has come to 62. Tomorrow he will come to 72. Don't worry. No? So in this way, when we try to understand the Bhagavad Gita, we can't understand. 52. Again attempt. 62. And then third time, it will become 72. So we should be patient in understanding this glorious content, the Bhagavad Gita. We have read so many books in our lives, thick books, for just to get the knowledge to fill the belly. I remember when I was studying my computer science, I used to study thick books, complete reference C++. My God, complete reference JavaScript. That script could not be understood, you know. And first time when I read x is equal to x plus 1, I said, what is this? How can x be equal to x plus 1? But in computer language, this is the language, you know, this is the syntax, the grammar of the language. But what to do? Just to fill the belly, we read such thick books. Like once I was sharing in one of our classes, that what we are studying in our schools and colleges nowadays, is like, samundar jitna syllabus hai, nadi jitna pad paate hai. Balti bhar samajh mein aata hai, gilas bhar lik paate hai. Chullu bhar number aate hai, usme doob ke mar jate hai. That is the modern education. This is what we are getting. You know, I went to Kerala recently. There I came to know that there is an institute which teaches how to climb the coconut tree. A graduation degree in how to climb a coconut tree. I came to know that there is a person who is doing PhD in elasticity of the bubble and longevity of the bubble gum. People are doing weird things on the name of knowledge nowadays. Weird things. But when it comes to such a genuine knowledge, which has got a glorious and a great content, we are frightened, we are afraid. Just, you know, I went through it once and I could not understand. But excuse me, one should be patient in understanding it. It will come. Gradually it will come. Now comes the E. E means essence of all scriptures are there in the Bhagavad Gita. Essence of all scriptures. Otherwise, all the Vedas, all the Upanishads, they comprise together more than 5 lakh verses. How many of us have that much spare time to open and read and go through those 5 lakh verses, assimilate them, contemplate on them, absorb them, realize them and apply them? 5 lakh verses. How many? We can't. Here is a shortcut. The shortcut is Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Like it is explained in Gitopanishad. The Saru Upanishado Gavo, if all the Upanishads they are compared to a cow. All the Upanishads they are compared to a cow. Then the milk which comes from this cow is Bhagavad Gita. Arjuna is the calf, Krishna is the milkman. Krishna is making the calf, the Arjuna, drink the milk of Bhagavad Gita from the cow, all the holy scriptures, the essence. Similarly, Ved Vyasa, he glorifies Bhagavad Gita as, excuse me, the words of Vyasadeva, they are like the water. And in this water, there is a lotus. The lotus is Mahabharata. And the fragrance of this lotus is Srimad Bhagavad Gita. There are so many bumblebees who are relishing this fragrance of the Bhagavad Gita. They are relishing. These bumblebees are the great devotees of the Lord who take repeatedly relishment into the Bhagavad Gita. Do we relish the newspaper again and again? Though the word new is there in the newspaper, but hardly there is anything new. Everything is failing. But Bhagavad Gita, we repeatedly, we go through again and again and again and again. And it is new. It is new again and again. So this contains the essence of all the scriptures, actually. And nowhere else in entire scripture, nowhere, Supreme Lord Himself says that take exclusive shelter of me, I'll give you all protection. Exclusively in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is saying that. Like among the scriptures, our scriptures are divided into two parts. One is Shruti and another is Priti. People usually know the meaning of the Shruti and Priti, the translation. Shruti means to hear and Priti means to remember. But actually, what is the content of Shruti and Priti? Just hear carefully. Shruti are those words of the scriptures which are spoken by the Lord and they are recorded as it is. They are called Shruti. Any Shruti Mataji here? No. Okay. Next comes Smriti. Smriti means the explanation of those which was spoken by the Lord. You know, Lord spoke something and then explanation is there by the devotees. It's called Smriti. Just like in law suit, there are codes. Dafa 302 Sajid Ape Hind ke tahat Paansi ki Saza. It's a code. Okay. Now there is a case study. सर ये द्वारका का केस है सर ये 13th of August 2013 की बात है उस वक्त एक कोल्ड ब्लडेड मर्डर हुआ था सर उस वक्त भी सुप्रीम कोर्ट ने यही सजा सुनाई थी इनको दफा 302 ताजराते हिंद के तहत फांसी की सजा सुनाई गई थी माय लॉर्ड दिस इज द एक्सप्लेनेशन ऑफ द कोर्ट दफा 302 दफा 302 को एक्सप्लेन किया द एक्सप्लेनेशन ऑफ दफा 302 इज गिवन इन दिस केस स्टडी. So when we say Dafa 302, it is Shruti. And when we say, sir, ye dwata ka kaise sir, 13 August 2013 ko yahan par ek bahut hi cold blooded murder hua tha sir, usme same phansi ki saza di gayi thi sir. Smriti. The explanation of the code is Smriti. So Mahabharata, as we know, that Mahabharata was composed by Ved Vyasa. He is a devotee as well as incarnation of Lord Krishna. So it's a Smriti Shastra. And we know that Bhagavad Gita is a part of Mahabharata. So my question to all of you, is Bhagavad Gita Shruti or Smriti? Those of you who feel that Bhagavad Gita is Shruti, raise your hand. Okay, because the word is God, huh? Word is God. Okay. And who amongst you feel that is Smriti? Okay, who amongst you is confused? Okay, is there anyone who says, yaar, ab kya Modi ko vote dena? Kya Rahul ko vote dena? Aise yaar, dono ko de dena. So, Shruti, Smriti. Okay, yes. That's the unique position of Bhagavad Gita. That it is Shruti and simultaneously, it is Smriti. So Shruti Mataji bhi milengi isme, Smriti Mataji bhi milengi isme. Both are there in the glorious Bhagavad Gita. So it contains the essence of all scriptures. You know, essence, just like the malai, the condensed form of milk is malai. So similarly, in all the scriptures, the malai, the most relishable part of the scripture is the glorious Bhagavad Gita. You know? Like there is a glorification of the Bhagavad Gita that all these Pandavas who are there on the battlefield, There is Jayadrath, who is like a current. There was Duryodhan, who was like alligator. Bhishma, Pitamaha and Dronacharya, they were the steep banks. It's very hard to cross this river. But Pandavas could cross this river of Mahabharata. Why? Because Krishna is the ferryman. Navik kaun hai? Chalane wale? Krishna. Because Krishna is the ferryman, that's why this boat, despite all tornadoes, all whirlpools, sea banks and alligators and this and that, could cross. Because Krishna was there. The Supreme Lord was there. That's why Pandavas could cross it. Otherwise on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, you know only one warrior. Bhishma Pitama. One. Bhishma Pitama was enough for entire Pandavas and entire of the army. One Bhishma Pitama. He was ferocious. He was unstoppable. Bhishma Pitama. Just alone Bhishma Pitama was sufficient to vanquish entire Pandava army along with the Pandavas. That was the power of Bhishma Pitama. What to speak of the Dronacharya and Kripacharya and many other Karna and many other Yodhas, many other warriors. But Pandavas could win this war. Why? Because Krishna is the ferryman. Krishna is the ferryman. Krishna is there to lead the show. That is why. No? Now the next one. N stands for no negativity, no positivity. There is no arrow. But second no is very interesting. Right? No positivity. Actually, we are able to know positivity when we know Bhagavad Gita. You know? Because the illusion is gone. At the end of the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna said, "My dear Arjuna, I spoke Bhagavad Gita to you. If you are not understood, I will speak it again. Have you understood? Oh yes, Krishna, I understood. Now, Krishna, yathechati tatha kuru. Now, whatever you desire, you do." Now Lord Krishna could say, "My dear Arjuna, I spoke Bhagavad Gita with such hard labor. Now you must fight." But Lord Krishna did not do that. He said, "Now I have spoken Bhagavad Gita. Yathechati tatha kuru. Now whatever you desire, you may do." But what was Krishna, what was Arjuna's answer? Arjuna said, "Nashta moha smritir labha." My moha, my illusion is gone. Smritir labha, that which should be done and that which should not be done. Now I know clearly. So that's why I will fight. Karishye vachanam tava. As you are saying, I will do. Like people in this world, usually they control by authority. With their position, with power. But Lord Krishna here, he is displaying a first class example that we should not control with authority. We should control with love. Most powerful thing in this world is not God. Love. Love for God is even more powerful than God. God changes things. God changes His plans because of devotees' love. So God is supremely powerful, but there is one thing which is more powerful than God. Love for God is even more powerful than God. So here Lord Krishna, instead of being possessive, instead of being authoritative, He is saying, "Okay Arjuna, I spoke Bhagavad Gita to you. Now you do as you desire." Controlling by love, actually. So all negativity is gone when you hear the Bhagavad Gita. Because you know Bhagavad Gita, what it does, it is not that eradicates the suffering. It eradicates the problems in life. It uplifts you from the problems in life. Making the problem look so small, so insignificant, so unmoving, that you are least bothered about those problems. The one who is filled with the knowledge of the Bhagavad Gita, he is so contented. That whether in life what comes or what he loses, he is least bothered. So problems in life, they do not get solved. It is not that the problems, they disappear. They are there, but they are not disturbing. They are not at all disturbing him. So no negativity is there and we actually know positivity. Now, next comes I. Identity crisis crushed. Now, there are so many crises in this world. Water crisis, food crisis, land crisis, population crisis, integrity crisis, oil crisis, wastage crisis, that crisis, that crisis, this crisis, so many crises. But the root cause of all the crises is identity crisis. Identity crisis. Now what is this identity crisis? Identity crisis is something in which the person forgets who he is. I once there was a person, I was sharing this story a long time back, and he was taking out his luggage from the train. While taking out the luggage fell upon his head. And he lost his memory, amnesia. And he was thinking, who I am? Where I am? What is this place? Who I am? And as if he was carrying his luggage and he came outside. But gone. Who I am? Who I am? So there was one devotee who was carrying Bhagavad Gita. He said, Bhagavad Gita padhiye, jaaniye ki aap kaun hai. Bhagavad Gita padhiye, jaaniye ki aap kaun hai. Read Bhagavad Gita and you come to know that who you really are. This person called, hey, Indra, come here. What did you say? He said, I said, read Bhagavad Gita and know who you are. This person said, this is what I want to know. Who I am. And this devotee, he was so happy because he thought that such a deep desire for self-realization. Who I am? Who comes and asks that who I am? Usually people come and ask, you know, we want peace of mind, how to get peace of mind? My wife is fighting with me, my children, they are troubling me. Usually people come with these kind of problems, but who comes with this quest for self-realization asking who I am? Hardly anybody comes. This devotee thought, oh, here is a true customer. Here is the true customer. And then he gave the crash course on the Bhagavad Gita to him. So finally he realized, okay, actually I'm not the body, I'm spirit soul and I belong to Lord Krishna. Okay, done. So what am I supposed to do now? He said, come, join the temple. So he came with his luggage and he came to the temple, he joined the temple, shaved his head, had shikha, and he started serving in the temple. He was given services in kitchen. And he was serving. 6 months he served. After 6 months, once he was serving, a heavy utensil, parat, fell on his head. Now what would have happened, you can imagine. Because Bollywood samne dekha. So his memory came back. And then he saw himself in the mirror and he said, who I am? What is this? Where are my hands? What's happening? So again he was asking, who I am, who I am, who I am. He went outside. Again the same devotee went. Again he said, who I am? Devotee said, I gave you a crash course on the Bhagavad Gita and I told you who you are. Now what's the problem? Then no, I was there inside the train and then what happened I can't recall. Yeah, you came out of the train saying, who I am, who I am. I told you who you are. You are not the body, you are spirit soul, you are part and parcel of Krishna, you belong to Krishna. You are servant of Krishna. And then you came, you from past 6 months you are serving here. My God. So somehow he investigated and he talked to devotees and he had, you know, and then he informed his family, people that actually I'm, you know, where I am, it's a very good place. And then he started coming to the temple regularly and then he, you know, became a regular devotee. But the point is that all of us are struggling with this identity crisis. Identity crisis. So how to get rid of this identity crisis? The Bhagavad Gita is the answer. You know? Bhagavad Gita is the answer. Otherwise we move around doing so many things in an insane way. Like once Jawaharlal Nehru, he went to a mental asylum in Agra and over there he asked the doctor, which of them is non-violent? Which of them, you know, I can go and talk to? So the doctor said, that pagal, that madman is okay, he's safe. He's safe. Okay. So he went and he was looking really grave. Really grave. And he asked, So, what do you feel, you know, being in mental asylum, how do you feel? It's pathetic. Pathetic. Really sad. You know, why are you feeling so sad? You know, just see all these mad people, they are jumping around, they are crying, they are yelling. Such an abnormal behavior. said, oh, so then, you know, so this Jawaharlal Nehru felt, oh, really, he has got such so much concern. And then he asked that, so why you really dream from the core of your heart that, you know, these people are suffering, being mad? Said, yeah, of course. Any king who would see the citizens like this would feel anxious. So then they came to know, you know, they were changing the name. Then said, okay, what is your name? First of all, you tell me what is your name. He said, my name is Jawaharlal Nehru. And this madman started laughing. He said, you know, 6 years back when I came here, I also used to say the same thing. Now you will also come inside. Identity crisis, when we do not know who we are. Then we are not these bodies made up of flesh and bones and mucus and bile and fatty acids and whatnot. All that, no, that 250 kilograms of bag of flesh, I'm not this, I'm residing inside this. So firstly, whenever we look into the mirror, we should not look like this. At that time, whenever we look into the mirror, we should see that actually I am residing inside this. I'm not this. But people are so much obsessed with this outer covering. You know, once there was a 15-story building and the lift was very slow. So those who were the residents, they came to the engineer and they said, please, you know, make this lift fast. It is so slow. Now the engineer thought that if we replace the lift, it would be a heavy duty investment. So much money would be spent. You know, they did a simple solution. They just installed mirrors inside the lift and there were no complaints anymore. Because people are so much obsessed by their external appearance. How am I looking? Looking good from this angle, 30 degree angle, 40 degree angle. People are so much obsessed with something which they actually not really are. This is called identity crisis. We do not know who we are and then we are acting. We are acting like a madman inside a mental asylum. Like that. So identity crisis is crushed when you read the Bhagavad Gita. You for universally applicable. It is applicable to everyone. No. That's an entire Bhagavad Gita, the word Hindu is not there. Not even a single verse in the Bhagavad Gita uses the word Hindu. If Krishna says, all those who are from Hindu religion, I am their God. All those who are from Christian religion, Christ is God. Nowhere. The word Hindu is not there in entire Bhagavad Gita. So those who think that Bhagavad Gita is a Hindu scripture, excuse me. Bhagavad Gita is not a Hindu scripture. It is a soul scripture. All of us are souls who may be in a Hindu body, may be a Christian body, may be a Muslim body, a Jewish body, a Japanese body, a Russian body, a Andaman Nicobar body, or maybe Antarctica body. But we are all souls who belong to Super Soul Krishna. So it is applicable to everyone. Bhagavad Gita is meant for everyone. Though people may give various excuses that, you know, we can't read Bhagavad Gita because Bhagavad Gita is meant for those who are staying inside temples, those who are monks, those who are renunciants. They should read the Bhagavad Gita. We are grihasthas. Arey, humare teen bachche hain. Aapke hain bachche? Kabhi samale hain aapne? Once someone asked me, you know, you sit here and give pravachan, but there is so much responsibility outside. We are to face. You do not know. Do you have any experience of having kids? I told him, in Dwarka I have got 1500 kids who regularly come to our temple. Of course there are. So those who believe that those, you know, who are brahmacharis and sannyasis, the Bhagavad Gita is meant for those and Bhagavad Gita is not for the grihasthas. But excuse me, Lord Krishna did not choose Narad Muni to give Bhagavad Gita to a brahmachari. Or Hanumanji to give Bhagavad Gita to another brahmachari. Lord Krishna chose whom? Arjuna, a super duper grihastha with 4 wives. Because Krishna knows that 99.99% people are grihasthas. Shishirupani Dwarka Dhish ki jai, a grihastha, Supreme Lord, Krishna. Of course, his grihastha ashram is spiritual. No? His Grihastha Ashram is just 16,108 wives, you know. That Grihastha Ashram of the Supreme Lord. No one can copy him. If he has got girlfriends, then girlfriends are only 10,000 crore gopis. And then he dances with them in perfect choreography. No man. You know, while dancing, one's hand getting stuck with another hand. Hey, teko dance karna nahi aata, main dekhi raha hoon. There is no mess in choreography. 10,000 crore gopis dancing with Krishna, and Krishna is with each of them. Just see Krishna's girlfriend circle and Krishna's Grihastha Ashram. Wow! 16,108. And then he is there satisfying all of them. In this world, the husband, you know, they struggle to satisfy even one. Whole life. There was one man, he went to a sadhu. He said, I am, you know, I'm fed up. I can't control my wife at all. What should I do? The sadhu said, see, here we are six. You please join us. We the six could not control ours. That's why we are here. You join the club. Of course, you know, no offense towards Mataji. No. Once the husband said, wife means W-I-F-E, worries invited forever. The wife also said, no, the full form is with idiot forever. So worries and idiots are together, but once they come to Krishna, then everything is settled, you know, like that. So here, it is universally applicable. And some of the people, they plan to read Bhagavad Gita in their old age. You know, after retirement, बच्चों की शादियां हो जाएं, flat के सारी किस्तें चुका दें, then afterward we will start reading Bhagavad Gita. Currently we are so much occupied, we can't read Bhagavad Gita, Baba. Now Krishna, is he old or young, handsome, dashing? Young, handsome, dashing. Arjuna, is he old or young, handsome, dashing? So the speaker is young, handsome and dashing, and the listener is also young, handsome and dashing. Why? How come we make a plan to read Bhagavad Gita when we will grow old? When we will have cataract in our eyes, ki motiya bin ki aankhon se wo special character nazar aayenge hum Bhagavad Gita ke na. Ab nazar aati hai ki na. Hindi bhi nazar aati hai. Kali pili nazar aati hai. Are you going to read Bhagavad Gita with those eyes, those cataract inflicted eyes? Or is it that, you know, we can't read Bhagavad Gita because we, then we have to fold our legs, and in the old age then we are blessed with arthritis. We can't sit. Then you read Bhagavad Gita? When? So fancy when, whether someone is in a young body or an old body, a male body or a female body, or an Indian body or a foreign body, anywhere, any person can read Bhagavad Gita. Some people they don't read giving an excuse, you know, पहले नहाना पड़ेगा, हम नहाते तो हैं नहीं, हम तो deodorant छड़ते हैं अपने ऊपर, तो हम क्या गीता पढ़ सकते हैं क्या? बेटा पढ़ना शुरू करो, नहाना शुरू कर दोगे उसके बाद. First take the medicine ना. So sometimes, you know, it is not that when I will become okay, then I start taking the medicine. You have to take the medicine, then you will be okay. So Bhagavad Gita has to be taken, you know, by everyone. I know a devotee, how he became a devotee, you know, that he was smoking, and then a devotee came, sir, Bhagavad Gita for you. So with his left hand he was smoking, and with the right hand he took the Bhagavad Gita. Kehte hai, "Isme kitni hui?" Kehta hai, so devotee said, "I'm just trying." Acha, theek hai, teri khushi ke liye, so de de. And he took Bhagavad Gita. And while reading the Bhagavad Gita, you know, gradually, he began, just by touching Bhagavad Gita, he got so much purified, he threw his cigarette in between and then started the rest of it. And currently, that devotee is staying in East of Kailash Temple, he is one of the most scholarly devotees we have. So Bhagavad Gita can purify anyone and everyone. It's such a powerful thing. So you born universally applicable. As for, sword in, sword out. Yeah, then dohari talwar, the two-edged, double-edged sword. Usually, like on one side is the talwar is there, the sword is there. But this Bhagavad Gita is double-edged. How? Now, anybody remembers a controversy about the Bhagavad Gita being an extremist literature coined by some Russian fanatic? Yeah? They said, oh, this is an extremist literature. Why? Lord Krishna is saying again and again, Arjuna, you must fight. Arjuna, you must fight. Give up all lethargy and fight. Give up all sense of proprietorship and fight. Fight. My God, so much violence. So much violence. It's an extremist literature. Please don't promote this Bhagavad Gita at all. How? Lord Krishna also says in Bhagavad Gita, my dear Arjuna, all these Kauravas, Patinas, they are already killed by me. You have just become an instrument. So actually he is saying that, just move on. That's it. How this Bhagavad Gita is double-edged sword? How? Because externally speaking, Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is saying to Arjuna, Arjuna, you must fight. If it is just about, say, to provoke someone to fight, अरे दोस्ती यारी का नाता दे दो ना, अर्जुना यू आर माय फ्रेंड ना, तेरे को दोस्ती की कसम, लड़। अर्जुना बोला सर, ओके मेरे भाई मेरे दोस्त, तेरे लिए कुछ भी यार, बिल्कुल, ठीक है। भगवत गीता सेकंड चैप्टर फिनिश, पतली सी किताब भगवत गीता, दो चैप्टर। But there are not two chapters in the Gita. There are 18 chapters. That means in rest of the 16 chapters there is something more. It is not just provoking someone to fight. It is just about provoking someone to fight. Small. One chapter. Arjuna, why are you sad, man? I am there with you, na. Fight. Tere ko saale ji ki kasam. And Arjuna would have bought small thing. But we see that there are 18 chapters, 45 minutes of concentrated conversation. Why? And Lord Krishna specifically chose a warrior to make him listen Bhagavad Gita. Why? Because he knows that Arjuna's battlefield is outside. But each and every living entity in this world, they have a battlefield inside. They have a battlefield inside. Everyone is fighting. Everyone is fighting. But the struggle is inside. Otherwise, on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, how come Lord Krishna is speaking about the modes of nature, modes of goodness, modes of passion, modes of ignorance? So, oh Arjuna, you know, whatever you cook, whatever is there, you know, you should offer it to me. Why all this? Simply provoke. Come on, fight. Tarko meri kasam. Chal. And then fighting. But there's a lot more, because Krishna is giving instruction how to conquer the battle inside. How to conquer this battle? Everyone is fighting without any training. So when we fight the battle without any training, we are bound to lose. We are bound to lose. So Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita because it's a double-edged sword. One edge is there, the Arjuna is there to cut all those enemies who are there who offended Arjuna and the party. But this double-edged, inside edge is also there. This is going to work for us. We the Dwarkavasis who are struggling in this world to be happy. So Lord Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita because it's a double-edged sword. One side for Arjuna, other side is for all of us. You know? So that's why Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita like that. So this is the genius of Bhagavad Gita. G4. Yes, glorious and great content. E4. N4. I4. U4. S4. Sword in, sword out. Now Lord Krishna would have given some kind of moral education also in the Bhagavad Gita. But he gave actually devotionalized version of the morality in the Bhagavad Gita. Not just morality. Not just godless morality. Like I was reading an article, it was mentioned in the rainbow. You know how many letters are there in rainbow? How many? Seven. Okay. How many colors are there? Seven. Or in the musical notes. Sare gama pa da ni sa. How many are there? Okay. In a week, how many days are there? Okay, in the word friend, how many words are there? Huh? Seven. Okay. In marriage ties, how many times we circumambulate? Seven. Some things are very heavy in life. Seven. Krishna, how many letters? Huh? Seven. So when we bring Krishna in our life, then what will happen? The rainbows of happiness will come to our life. All the seven notes, the Sare Gama Padha Nita, would be glorifying the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And we will make friends with Krishna, friends with devotees of Krishna. And then the weak, all will take away all the weaknesses. And that's why it is said, without Krishna, Sunday is sin day, Monday is mourn day, Tuesday is tears day, Wednesday is wasted day, Thursday is thirst day, yeah. Friday would be fried day, Saturday would be shattered day. But with Krishna it is Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So in this way, as I mentioned in the beginning, if we are to become a drunkard, what we should do? Associate with a drunkard. If you want to become a millionaire, what you should do? Associate with a? If you want to become genius, associate with genius. And who is actually genius? Bhagavad Gita is genius. Right? So here are the words of Sanjay in Bhagavad Gita. Okay? So will you sing with me? We will all sing together. Everyone is ready?
Yes.
Ready?
Yeah.
All of us get that Hari Bol.
Okay,
so I will sing and after me you are to sing. Alright? So these are words of Sanjay. Sanjay was the one who heard this conversation and then he repeated the words of Lord Krishna to Dhritarashtra. You know, what was the conversation going on? Okay, so I'll sing and then you have to sing. I declare that one who loves this sacred conversation,
I declare that one who loves this sacred conversation,
worships me with knowledge born of keen dissemination, one who listens faithfully with envy put aside, reaches higher planets where the sinless souls reside. Sir, as I again recall this sacred conversation, I increase my pleasure and the thrill of inspiration. Krishna's form repeatedly appears within my mind, filling me with wonder and enjoyment every time. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. Anybody have any questions? Any questions? Okay, you. Yes. Of course. Ah, Purna. It was not a zip file. It was a complete file download. Of course, Dhritarashtra also heard. But one should hear with faithful heart and attentive ears. Then one can be transformed by the Gita. Otherwise there are many scholars, they have also read the Gita. But they don't read the Bhagavad Gita or they don't hear Bhagavad Gita in the spirit of devotion. That's why they don't change. That's why Dhritarashtra did not change to the extent Arjuna changed. No? There are universities in America where people do PhD in Bhagavad Gita. Even though they have submitted their thesis on the Bhagavad Gita, but when they come out of the university, they smoke. Why? Because they read Bhagavad Gita not in a spirit of devotion, not in a spirit to become submissive to God, but in the spirit, ultimately I am to submit my PhD, I got a PhD, get my job in Stanford University or Oxford University or wherever, you know, wherever. The point is that we should hear or listen faithfully. Yes? Anybody has also question, you can ask and you can write on the paper in case you feel hesitant. Okay? Yes, your question and then yours. Okay? Yeah?
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
In today's perspective, when you read scripture, when you read Bhagavad Gita, you know, you tend to become humble. And when you go outside the real world, you try to take what is of you. You know, you are there, you know. You actually, your behavior is not humble. But the real world is not that. They are very
exploit you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, your inside consciousness
is
you do wrong.
Yeah. Everybody got the question?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay, Bhagavad Gita, you know, after reading the holy scriptures like Bhagavad Gita, we become humble. But when we become humble and go outside to work in the corporate world, people exploit us. So what should we do? Should we actually allow our heart to become transformed and become humble? Because if the humble is the person is, you will be exploited outside. What should we do? Now, humility does not mean becoming a doormat. Especially when we are dealing with the material world outside. With devotees, you become doormat. Very good. Devotees would trample on you. You know, the dust of their feet would fall upon your head. You will be sanctified. You will be sanctified. So with devotees, total humility. Yes, Prabhuji. Yes, Mataji. You know, you give the dust of your feet upon my head, the devotees. Dust from their feet, it will actually sanctify me. So humility actually is a function of spiritual circle, the spiritual world. Okay. But when we are dealing with outside, you know, there we need to be assertive. Neither too submissive or nor too aggressive. We need to be assertive. We are humble, we are noble, we are gentle, we are sober, we are calm. And we put our points as well. So that is humility is actually to be practiced among devotees. The real functionality of humility, it happens here, you know. And someone is truly advanced spiritually, very advanced. Even in material world, if he is super duper humble, with his humility, he transforms others. He transforms people with his humility. You know, those who are detached, they cannot be exploited. Those whose senses are in control, they cannot be exploited. They cannot be harmed. You know, those who are detached. The person who has got nothing to lose in his life is actually, you know, he is a rock star. He has got nothing to lose. You know, whatever I have, it belongs to Krishna. So, we have got nothing to lose. The one who has got nothing to lose, he is fearless. Who can exploit him? Who can disturb him? Nobody. No. Because he is so much full with Krishna consciousness, that nothing can move him, you know. Ups and downs in life, summer, winter, insults, praises, fame, infamy, nothing can move him. Because he is so much full within. So even in such fullness, he is humble. Nothing can, no one can exploit him. No one can exploit him. But that's practiced by those who are really advanced in Krishna consciousness. For a beginner, outside one need to be assertive, in devotees one should practice humility. As we grow spiritually, one can always be humble, naturally. It is like in your DNA. You know, DNA has got the coding, humility. You are so much, you are naturally humble. You don't have to orchestrate your behavior to be humble. You are naturally humble. So the one who is detached, he cannot be exploited. The one whose senses are in control cannot be exploited. He is strong. He cannot be moved by anyone. You know why we are moved? Because we are not Krishna conscious. That's why. No? Like that. Yeah, what's the question?
And no negativity, no positivity.
Okay.
In our real life also we try to be positive. But sometimes
That's true.
Most of the times we have come by reading Bhagavad Gita. But some situations are very peculiar when we cannot get up. And when I noticed into a lot of Bhagavad Gita, I noted that Lord Krishna spoke 18 chapters Arjuna.
Yeah.
But ultimately he could get up after seeing the real and grand form of Lord Krishna.
What's the real form?
Grand real form.
Okay, the universal form.
Universal
okay.
form of
yeah.
The Lord Krishna.
Okay.
So for a human, how it is, we can in such situations when the Arjuna could not get up, and he could get up only after seeing the grand form of Lord Krishna.
Yeah, actually after hearing Bhagavad Gita he got up. You know, hearing is such a powerful method of getting up. In the morning, how do we get up? Alarm clock. Alarm clock. After hearing, we wake up. Hearing is such a powerful process. You know. So we should hear Bhagavad Gita. That's very important. And along with reading Bhagavad Gita, in order to get this knowledge actually sink into our soul, we should also chant Hare Krishna. Otherwise, it will remain, you know, you will hover on the surface only. In order to actually realize Bhagavad Gita, one should practice Bhagavad Gita. It is a science. Science means theory as well as practical. Both should be there. No? Both should be there. So we should chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra with all sincerity, and as well as at the same time we should read the Gita. And then see, as Bhagavad Gita will sink inside the soul more and more and more, we will actually be able to get up. What is speaking of getting up? We will not even fall. Because Lord Krishna is infallible. Bhagavad Gita being words of God is also infallible. And those who follow this infallible Bhagavad Gita spoken by the infallible Lord also become infallible. The infallibility is contagious. And those who fall, they can again get up. Like Arjuna, he was disappointed when he was returning with all the 15,000 wives. He was taking them back to Dwarka. From Dwarka he was taking them to Indraprastha. And some tribal people, they came and they took them away. And he was so disappointed. And also Lord Krishna left this earthly planet. And he was so disappointed. He was feeling powerless. But then again he recalled the words of the Gita. What Lord Krishna spoke. And he said, yes, now I am revived, I am back again. So we may also fall. But the strength to get up comes from spiritual knowledge, like the Bhagavad Gita. You know? And how it will sink more and more into the soul? By chanting Hare Krishna. When we chant the holy name of the Lord, that gives us intelligence to actually absorb the Gita. You know? Deeply. That's the thing. So we should do both the things. Not just reading. Reading along with reading, we must chant the holy name of God. You know? It's very important. Anyone else? Any other questions? Okay, we have a question over here also. Yeah, okay. Okay, please recite three of the most loved shlokas. Love shlokas. Okay. Alright. My favorite shloka from the Bhagavad Gita is Sarva Dharman Paritajya Mamekam Sharanam Rajam Aham Tvam Sarva Papevya Mokshishyami Vashishyami. Lord Krishna says that fast we give up all these religions of this world, the so-called religions, the godless religions, those religions who do not advocate to love God, give them all up. Take exclusive shelter of mine. I will protect you. Take my insurance policy. I am giving my insurance policy, Arjuna. And through Arjuna, to everyone, here is my insurance policy. When you take exclusive refuge in me, I will protect you. Don't fear. That's the topmost slogan of the Bhagavad Gita. So in this way there are many other shlokas. Okay, so we can, I can recite shloka for some other time. Any query which is related more to this? Yes. अकर्म करना चाहिए. हाँ जी. Very practical question. Very good, very good, very nice. Yes. Certainly. You know, whenever we read the Gita or when we hear the discourses, so what is being taught? That whatever you are doing outside, whether being a businessman, whether being an employee or an employer or being a student or whatever you are a housewife, a homemaker, whatever you are doing, do it for Krishna. Now let's come to practical. जब करने पे आते हैं ना, इतना खो जाते हैं काम करने के अंदर, इतना खो जाते हैं ठक 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 छपाई करने में, धड़धड़ धड़धड़, अरे भूल जाते हैं भगवान को. आप कह रहे हो whatever you do it for God, but when you are doing it ना, वो forget God. When you go shopping, भूल जाते हैं, मोल भाव ले जाते हैं, कितने का लगाया, दो देंगे अगर इतना लगाओगे तो, भूल गए यार भगवान को, भूल गए भगवान को, अब क्या करें. We are not able to remember God when we are working, na? What to do then? What to do? So first, what we should do when we are not working? At that time, we should remember Krishna like anything. Like in the morning, devotees. You know, when a devotee they come early in the morning, 4:30 a.m. Even during winters, when a devotee came, like we have a Mataji, she regularly comes. So we have many devotees, they come regularly in the morning, they chant Hare Krishna, rock solid, they sit, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Ram. Or those who are there at home, they practice. And once they are fully equipped, now they go on the job front. Now what happens at that time? When we have chanted our rounds nicely, then Lord Krishna, He leaks into the other hours of the day. You can't mechanically remember Krishna. कि दो बजे जो है अलार्म लगाया मोबाइल फोन में टिटी 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 अरे कृष्णा को याद करना है. It will not happen like that. But in the morning, those who chant Hare Krishna nightly, rest of the day, you don't have to remember Krishna. Krishna will come into your remembrance. Krishna will come into your smriti. You can remember Krishna easily. Because in the morning, when you are not working, at that time you remember Krishna. Nicely. Not just ritualistically. Sukh sampati ghar aave, kashta mite tan ka, om jai jagdish hare. Chalo ji, tape agar uski dikha di na Bhagwan, aap shakal nahi dekhunga puri zindagi mein. Na tu meri shakal dekhna, na main teri shakal dekhunga. ठीक है मेरे ठाकुर जी, ये छोटी सी प्याली लेके आयो दूध की, पी लेना, मेरे लिए पूरा बड़ा वाला ग्लास है वो कॉफी मग वाला, आपके लिए छोटी सी कटोरी लेके आया, पी लेना, साथ में और ब्रजवासी को भी पिला देना. ठीक है, बाय. विद सच अ रिचुअलिस्टिक परफॉर्मेंस, हाउ कैन यू रिमेंबर गॉड रेस्ट ऑफ द डे? हाउ कैन यू? So that's why in the morning those who chant Hare Krishna with all sincerity, rest of the day you don't have to remember Krishna. Krishna will come to your remembrance automatically. Like sometimes, you know, when there is a myth happening or some shocking thing happens, we say, oh shit, oh bullshit. People say like that. And you see devotees, oh Krishna, oh my God, oh Rukhundwatadhish. It happens. Why? Because in the morning they spend some quality time with the Lord. That's why they say, oh Krishna, oh Gauranga. It happens. And those who don't chant the holy name, they say, shit, man, shit, shit. Because this is what is there. And that's why it comes on the tongue. If people tongue away, you know. So fancy everyone should chant the holy name of the Lord with all sincerity in the morning. And it will happen. It will take care of. So we'll stop here because Lord is also taking rest. All of you must be very hungry. So before the mouth in your, inside your stomach turns into elephant, let's go for prasanna. Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai, Shri Rukmini Dwarka Dhish ki jai, Shri Shri Gaurikai ki jai, Shri Jagannath Bhadre Sudra Maya ki jai, Shri Raj Govardhan ki jai, Shri Ila Prabhupada ki jai, The genius of the Bhagavad Gita ki jai, Sai Govinda Vanande Hari Krishna, All glory to the assembly worthy Hare Krishna. I request all of you, please, when you are moving out, as you go, please mark your attendance. Okay? Because next week, we will give the prasadam coupon to those who mark attendance. So in case you want to honor prasadam, please mark your attendance and get your prasadam slip along with you. Hare Krishna. And yes, those who have taken pens to write the question, they may also return the pens back. It's not a gift, it was a facility. Hare Krishna.